Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So today is April Fool's Day, which I think is one of the stupidest holidays ever. I don't like it. I don't know anybody who does like it. Somebody tells you something, you'll see an article about something, and then all of a sudden you'll get this stupid April Fool's. And you kind of do this gratuitous laugh like, oh, ha, ha, yeah, that was a good one, yeah. And you're thinking to yourself, this jerk, this person's a real piece of work. And we do it. It's April Fool's. And looking a little deeper, we lie a lot to people. I don't know why we have to have an April Fool's Day. I mean, how many times does my husband say, oh, yeah, you look good. Yeah, you look slim. Yeah, you look just as beautiful as the day I met you. No, I don't. Okay, you're lying. You are lying. My kids, they would come home with some artwork, some paper mache crap that I couldn't even recognize what the hell it was. And yeah, I was like, oh, that looks amazing. You made mommy a cup. No, it's not a cup. It's a spider. Yeah, why don't we just be honest with people? I really should tell my kids, what the hell is this? You call that a spider? I'll show you a spider. I mean, if you're going to make me something, all right, and you want my adoration for it, can you please at least make it look something, you know, like in the insect world? I was going to drink from this sucker. Come on, man. So April Fool's, the origins of April Fool's, and we're looking back in the 1500s. I think in 1563, we changed from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar. So April was the start of the year. This was when it was the spring. This is when the harvest would start. And so it was the start of the new year. Well, with the Gregorian calendar, to try to make the year a little bit more consistent with the Earth's rotation and orbit, they started the calendar January 1st. So April Fool's Day came about because there were some individuals who didn't get the memo. So they would be partying it up, you know, Happy New Year on April 1st. And those people who got the calendar, I don't know if they had mail at the time or how they knew that it was a new calendar, were like, okay, you guys are fools. It's not the new year. We changed the new year like, you know, 2 minutes ago. It's you guys are wrong. That's not what we're doing. So even though we don't have 100% idea of where April Fool's came from, they think it could have come from that. Also, the Hilaria in ancient Rome. Historians, according to History.com, have linked April Fool's Day to festivals such as Hilaria or Hilaria, which is celebrated in ancient Rome at the end of March by followers of the cult of Cybele or Cybele. I hope I pronounced that right. They said it involved people dressing up in disguises and mocking fellow citizens and even magistrates, and was said to be inspired by the Egyptian legend of Isis, Osiris, and Seth. So, you know, April Fool's Day allowed people to do pranks, to make fun of people. Back in 1957, BBC reported that Swiss farmers were experiencing a record spaghetti crop and showed footage of people harvesting noodles from trees. And that was a big April Fool's hoax. How people believed that is beyond me. In 1985, Sports Illustrated writer George Plimpton tricked readers when he ran this made-up article that rookie pitcher named Sid Finch could throw a fastball over 168 miles per hour. And I guess people started talking about it. In 1992, NPR ran this spot. I remember this when they said Richard Nixon was running for president again. And it was not a obviously, Richard Nixon was not running for president again. Taco Bell in 1996 duped people when they said they were going to purchase Philadelphia's Liberty Bell and going to rename it the Taco Liberty Bell. People lost their tacos with that one. In 1998, Burger King advertised a left-handed Whopper, and apparently people did go to buy a left-handed Whopper. Google apparently does some, I don't know, some April Fool's Day pranks, etc. And so, what do people do today? Well, just go to work and try to do your job. Okay, I understand people, you know, have nothing better to do and they like to prank people, but we kind of already aren't really believed. I am tired of being lied to. I'm tired of being BS'd. Already I can't believe what's going on in the media. I can't believe a politician. So now we add a day and you almost start to, you know, second guess yourself going, well, wait a second. Okay, the president says this. Does that really mean one? Or you start to second guess yourself and it's dumb. And some of these April Fool pranks could be, you know, pretty serious. Now, like a mom, you know, like I was thinking about calling my husband saying, you know what, I'm done with the kids. I'm going to disown them. You take them. I'm going to go find a new husband. And, you know, my husband might be like, oh, hell yeah. All right, good. Wifey's gone. And then I come home later tonight and there's a new woman in the house. You got to be really, really careful with some of these things. Now, I love Christmas. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, Santa Claus is fine. I think Santa Claus is real. I think the way you look at Santa Claus and believe in Santa Claus, that's not lying to your kids. But do we really have to have the tooth fairy? Do we really have to have all these other things where we just BS? We're not really honest with our kids as it is. We're giving them awards for 10th place. Yeah, maybe we need to be more honest. Maybe we really, really need to have an honesty check. I mean, right now, all it's about is marketing and white lies and afraid to tell people something. I mean, I meet doctors that will not tell a patient if they're overweight because they're so afraid of fat shaming. If you have a patient that's overweight, you tell them, you know, your weight is high. And somebody can say, well, by what standards? Well, look at your heart. Look at your cholesterol level. Look at your sugar level. Look at your arthritis. We should be able to talk straight. But instead, we lie. We BS. I mean, how many of you have told me that my show is good? I know my show isn't that good. You don't have to lie. Just be honest. We really need honesty. And we're so afraid of hurting people's feelings. Then we celebrate it by doing April Fools, ticking people off, hurting their feelings, making them feel dumb. I say we revamp things. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines. Instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families, we all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, how many of you ate Easter eggs yesterday? I love Easter eggs. I just think the concept of Easter eggs is just so cool. You know, it represents life. It has a whole bunch of different meanings according to, you know, on and how you interpret it for Easter. And kids color the eggs. They search for eggs. I love the memes. I posted one of them where, you know, an Easter egg hunt is proof that your kids can actually find something if they really want to, you know. My kids could never find anything, and I always have to find it. Yet, if it's an Easter egg hunt, Oh, yeah. My kids love Easter egg hunts. I mean, Easter eggs are, they're just so cool. I also like the one meme where there is one egg that's in camouflage, then the other eggs are all bright, you know, and neon, and the egg in camouflage is like, okay, you guys aren't even trying to hide. I mean, come on, man. So it's cute. But a UK health official urged people to not eat the whole Easter egg in one go, saying life is too short. Now, we talked about eggs. Eggs aren't that bad for you. Now, if you butter them up, if you mix them with corned beef hash, if you season them with bacon fat, yeah, probably can start to weigh on your heart a little bit. But for the most part, you eat in an egg, an Easter egg. I mean, obviously take off the paint. I think it's fine. Well, a top England National Health Service director warned people not to eat the whole Easter egg in one go. Oh, I'm sorry. Doctors are hitting back saying, nope, life is too short. So Dr. Andrew Kelso, not the same Dr. Kelso on Scrubs, is an NHS medical director, and he advised people to watch their waistline and show constraint when it comes to chocolate treats. Now, Easter eggs are eggs. Okay? Now, I get in England, they do things a little differently. I'm still very, very confused, and I'm still a little salty from the whole taxation without representation. I know most of the world is kind of over it, you know, since it's been a few hundred years. But, you know, I'm still a little wary of the British. You know, sorry, I've been to London. I love it. In fact, I was there on July 4th, you know, walking around telling everybody we kicked your butts today, years ago. But I really kind of have a suspicious raised eyebrow because we have all these roundabouts where I live. I live in Southern Nevada, and now all these streets have roundabouts. Roundabouts is a British thing, where rather than there being a four-way stop, there's a circle. And people don't do it right. They speed through the circle. They switch lanes in the circle. You don't know when to go, when not to go. You pick a lane in the circle. It's the wrong lane. Now you're forced to go onto a street when you really want to. I don't know. What, maybe it's because Great Britain wants to attack us again. And they hope that we're all stuck and our tanks don't know what the hell to do in these roundabouts. And then they can eventually be able to supersede us in combat. So, but here we are in America. We are absorbing and embracing the whole roundabout thing. So I would definitely tell our military strategists to rethink that move. But in terms of eggs, okay, I mean, to me, an egg is an egg. They might be talking about the chocolate eggs. I love chocolate Easter eggs. All right, the little round chocolate. Here's my issue. I don't know if you've noticed these, but you'll go to the store and there'll be an Easter bunny. And it'll look like it is solid chocolate. And you are telling yourself, wow, that's like finding gold. I am looking at a 4-inch by 3-inch block of chocolate. And then you take a bite and it's hollow. And you're like, come on, man, really? You got screwed out of all that. You know, another thing, too, is Swiss cheese. Why do we buy Swiss cheese? And I like Swiss cheese, but they charge you the same amount as a piece of cheese with no holes in it. Are you kidding me? We are literally paying for food that is missing. In fact, you know, I once found a piece of cheese that had 4 or 5 holes in it. And if you actually did the math, there were more holes than actual content of the cheese. It costs the same as the cheddar. But we do it. So anyway, going back to this, Fox News says the top doctor said that his warning was timely due to an increase in obesity, type 2 diabetes, and tooth decay. He said many people don't realize that an average Easter egg contains 3/4 of an adult's recommended daily calorie intake. According to Dr. Kelso, he said at a time like this, when we are seeing significant increases in cases of obesity, type 2 diabetes, as well as tooth decay, I urge people to enjoy their Easter eggs in moderation and resist the urge to eat a whole egg in one go. Now, the medical community is like, okay, come on, it's Easter. In fact, one intensive care doctor says life is short. Eat the Easter egg. Now, I don't know if they're talking about chocolate eggs. I don't know if they're talking about regular eggs. But, you know, people indulge in the holidays. We just had Easter. You know, we have Christmas. 4th of July is coming up. Mother's Day, we indulge our mothers. That's kind of difficult, honestly. Mother's Day is a difficult one for me. I mean, I love my mom, you know, but you got to spend, you know, the day with your mom. That's kind of, yeah. And then, of course, your kids make you gifts that you really don't understand or use. And then you have to decorate with them and put them out. Your friends come over going, this is an interesting piece of art. It's like my kids made it. I don't know what to do with it. I can't hide it, so I got to stick it on the shelf. Leave me alone. Mother's Day is a little bit of a tough one for me, right? I mean, if I really want something for Mother's Day, leave me alone. Give me a day of peace. Quit bugging my ass, right? Let mommy, you know, have a beer. By the way, March Madness. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's another thing. There's really not a lot of sports. I mean, maybe there's hockey, but maybe baseball. March Madness, fantastic. Wow. Yeah, I think UConn may take it. But interesting seeing Duke lose and fall out of the Final Eight to the Final, or fall out of the Final Four. But anyway, so going back to eggs, if we're looking at actual eggs, overall, the latest study said you could have up to 12 eggs a week, and it might even lower your overall cholesterol. Again, they're talking about hard-boiled eggs. They're talking about eggs not all buttered up and salted up. You know, and personally, I would rather you eat an egg with some tomato, some peppers, like a nice healthy omelet, rather than sugary cereal. I mean, eggs provide a good source of protein, a good source of vitamins. In terms of chocolate eggs, I just bought some Easter candy on sale. I love those chocolate eggs. I love those with the little candy, kind of like they're like, I don't know what they are, but they have like a candy. Hi. Right. You know, for the holidays, I think it is okay to indulge a little bit as long as it's only for that one day. In fact, a lot of diets endorse that. Like Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers, you have to watch your points, but if you have extra points at the end of the week, you could have fun. I think it's because once you feel like you can't have it, sometimes you want it more. Now, I'm not saying, you know, that everybody needs to, give in to their cravings and their vices. But I like chocolate. I love chocolate. In fact, when I lost the baby weight, I lost it eating a little bit of chocolate every day. And why did I do that? Well, one, because I like chocolate. Two, none of your business. But three, it's because I didn't want to lose the weight chocolate free. And then I finally have chocolate and gain the weight back. I'm really nervous about the rebound we're going to see with these weight loss drugs. And when people can't get it anymore, or they can't afford it, or they can't handle the side effects, you know, losing weight by just not eating all day is not realistic. It's not something you could maintain. And so I urge, if you are doing any weight loss drugs, to make sure you relearn something that you can do off the drug. Make sure you still exercise every day. Build up your muscle. Now, if you're losing weight with a little Easter egg, that's fine. Now, but don't say, I'm not going to touch any candy until, you know, and then, I don't know, summer. And then all of a sudden summer comes around and you start eating like crap. I think what it comes down to is everything in moderation. When I see people go to a buffet and they scoop up what looks to me like the equivalent of 6 eggs, now, and throwing sausage on there and ham and bacon, that's not going to be healthy. I don't care. I'm sorry. But you kind of do it. And I don't mind. It doesn't have to be an egg white frittata. You could have a yolk. I'm totally fine with you eating yolk. Now, but again, in moderation. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. Pope Francis is calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and the release of all Israeli hostages. The Pope's renewal of the call came during Sunday's Easter Mass. The Pontiff also speaking about other world events. Seven juveniles are recovering from injuries sustained in a weekend shooting at an Indiana shopping mall. It happened Saturday night at a mall in Indianapolis. The Trump campaign, looking to take in big money from Republican donors in Florida in the coming week. USA's Laura Winters reports.
Former President Trump is hoping to raise more money than President Biden did in New York at a huge upcoming fundraiser in Palm Beach on April 6th. Now, the fundraiser will be hosted by New York hedge fund billionaire John Paulson, who has been mentioned by Trump as a possible Treasury Secretary if he is elected in November.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. So schools struggle with freedom of speech and discussion of sex. And I think schools still continue to struggle as they're trying to figure out what to do with bathrooms, what to do with Title IX, what to do with locker rooms. And I hate to see the struggle. I think things can be a lot more simple, but they're not. And it continues to be an issue. And as we have more individuals identifying on the LGBTQAI+2S spectrum, and heterosexuality is being looked upon as a spectrum, that I think schools are kind of struggling with how to proceed And so this was a very interesting case. There was a student a few years back, if you remember this, this was in 2020, who got sent home because she was wearing a shirt that said homosexuality is a sin. And it's a shirt that was quoting Corinthians 6, 9 to 10. And so this went actually to the court system. And the family litigated against the school district. And she was sent home because they said it wasn't that she was quoting the Bible, is that she was bringing up sex. Yet the family said, but the pride flags are in the school classrooms. So if you're having a pride flag, but that could represent somebody's sexual preference, why can't her shirt be worn? Well, it ended up going into litigation, and a settlement was reached. This was reached back in November. The Christian Post reported that the Overton County Board of Education of Tennessee agreed to pay $101 to Brielle Pankowski after she was sent home from the Livingston Academy. The family said they were surprised even by that. That usually these cases about civil rights and free speech, you know, usually it's a dollar they, you know, request because it's more about, you know, trying to, you know, honor the Constitution or change, you know, the rules of things, etc. So they were, you know, surprised that they even got $100. But the school board did have to pay the plaintiff's attorney fees and costs. Now, Pankowski was a minor when this happened. She is the daughter of a preacher. And, you know, what the thing that's being brought up, and I wonder if maybe, because I want to look for resolution. I want to look at ways where we could move forward, because parents are pulling their kids out of school. There's this focus, it seems like, you know, to be inclusive and you know, for all communities and equity, inclusion, etc. But then the school looks at it. Does the school look at it as sex, or does the school look at it as a race, creed, ethnicity? So when you see a pride flag, what do you think of? Do you think of sex, people having sex with who they want to, or do you feel it as a identity? Now, the pride flag is supposed to represent an identity, but many people feel the identity is based on who they want to have sex with. So if somebody is gay, does that mean they're any different in terms of being a human? No. Are they any different in terms of being American, in terms of being a construction worker or a doctor, etc.? So the debate is if somebody is, let's say, identifying, is it really focused on their private sexual acclivities? Same thing with heterosexual. If a student was saying, you know, I like to sleep with women, you know, it would be like, well, okay, but keep that to yourself. We are not really talking about sex. And so are schools being anti-LGBTQAI plus if they're not bringing up sex at a certain age, such as what originally the Florida law was? We're not going to talk about sex ed to third graders. Sex ed's going to be in middle school. And then there was some, also some other corollaries to that. And so it's interesting because, you know, I have family in the LGBTQAI plus community. There, you know, when I see the pride flag, you know, I it's a beautiful flag. But if we do start to say, well, no, if somebody is LGBTQAI plus, it's not just who they choose to sleep with. It's also who they choose to identify as they, you, I thought we're not trying to separate or discriminate or to single out or to stereotype. We don't want to stereotype somebody who's gay. We don't want to stereotype somebody who's lesbian. In fact, that's why Friends, the show Friends, has gotten a lot of criticism because of the stereotypes and some of the things they said back in the 90s and early 2000s about the LGBTQAI+ community. Even though they were trying to be inclusive, they were, you know, there are things that now some of the producers regret. And so, you know, maybe if, like I said, this child, because she was saying homosexuality is a sin, she has a right to believe that. Many of us, you know, do not necessarily agree with it. You know, the Bible says it's a sin. If you believe in that, you believe in that. You know, we all have a right to what we believe. But maybe how we resolve this is keep the topics of sex out of school. You know, do we really need to talk about sex? Now, you know, if somebody says, well, if the pride flag brings it up, well, there are individuals that have sex with different people. You know, I really don't want to see heterosexual flags. I mean, I love seeing the pride flag, but if now we're saying, well, that's what it's really about. It's about who people want to have sex with. And there are individuals that, Anne Hetch, for example, may she rest in peace, had sex with women and men. Does it now, do we have to label it? Does what somebody do privately need a label? Now, we don't want them doing it with kids. We don't want there to be assault. We don't want there to be, you know, harassment. We don't want there to be pedophilia. But if you have a person that wants to have sex with, you know, another adult, does that have to be named? Does that have to be honored in school? You know, I mean, when I had sex, it was kind of a private thing. I know some people like to tell everybody, but it's kind of private. I don't tell you guys every time I have sex with a wife. I mean, I might have said a couple times, right? But for the most part, you guys don't want to hear it. And so even though I don't look at the pride flag as a sexual symbol, oh, other individuals attribute that to, all right, well, who people are having sex with. And so, you know, there's debate on whether American flags should be allowed, pride flags. Some people have said they see more pride flags than American flags. And now the whole pride flag issue has become a source of controversy. I don't mind it. But, you know, I just hate to see these schools get to. In fact, school officials had to go through training on free speech. But I'm sure the teachers are like, well, what do you do? We're trying to, you know, we don't want kids of that community to think they're sinning. But then the kids aren't actually having sex. And so are kids homosexual if they're 8 years old? And so I don't know. Maybe we need to start having the conversation about what exactly it means and then decide what's appropriate in schools. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com. Including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on X or Twitter. I have a tough time just calling it X because a lot of people still don't know it's called X. And Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so as you guys know, I'm Generation X. So how did we deal with mental health issues? How did we deal with, well, we didn't really call it mental health. Okay, we might be in a funk. We might be a little grumpy. We might be a little sad. But what happened when I got dumped? Well, called my friends. Maybe we ate some ice cream. They took me out. I met another guy. Got over it in a day. Sometimes quicker. An hour. when I was younger. Got a bad grade. Threw some dirt on it. Got back up. If I fell, it actually, you know, hurt myself. Threw some dirt on it. Got back up. And many people of the Gen X or baby boomer or the older generation might have swallowed their feelings a little too much. And when younger generations started to be trained to not do that, not swallow the tears, fight back the tears. And remember, no crying, no crying. You're not supposed to be crying. You cry, I'll give you something to cry about. So those of us who kind of grew up in that are like, actually, no, it might be healthier to deal with your anxiety, to deal with your depression, to deal with your sadness. It's okay to say this sucks. It's okay. But now we're being told that there might be an over-focusing. The pendulum might have swung so much that now we are over-sensitive to every single feeling we have, working it through, talking about it, avoiding triggers, that we might be enhancing anxiety and enhancing depression. And I'm always of the mindset that moderation seems to be the best path. And so are we seeing this with the younger generation? Are we seeing younger individuals that are getting triggered very quickly? Now, trigger is a term I always, you know, saved for those who were in the military with post-traumatic stress disorder, those who had sustained severe trauma, rape, accident, death in the family, where a trigger could, if you haven't been able to process it or you still struggle, and who wouldn't, honestly, you know, if you served our country and saw your comrades die and you underwent some severe trauma yourself. The trigger is the term used where there is something that could trigger a flashback, trigger a memory, trigger a response, trigger an emotion. Well, now the younger generations and actually older generations now too have been taught to identify your triggers and avoid them. Well, there are some triggers you can't avoid. You just can't. I mean, let's say your mother-in-law, hey, brings up a lot of anxiety. You got to run into the mother-in-law sometime. You got to learn to deal with the mother-in-law. Okay? Let's say a violent scene in a movie could trigger you. You're going to have a lot of trouble watching movies because these scenes always seem to come up. Even some of these comedies. I mean, don't watch South Park. Always somebody's bleeding on South Park. And so I think there needs to be a happy medium between, you know what, just throw some dirt on it, move on. You're going to get over it. Just keep plowing through. And don't talk about it or give it another second of thought to, you know, the flip side. Okay, well, just stop. Stop everything you're doing right now. And let's talk about it. Just leave your desk. You're feeling sad. Just stop work. Stop. Take a day off. So what is the happy medium? What is the right thing to do? I mean, when my father died, he was in another state, and so I had to figure out how to ship his body, you know, to where I could bury it and then bring the family out and all that. And for me, you know, I was devastated by my dad dying. It was a complete surprise. But I had a busy day at work, and I was home going, I could just sit here and cry and freak out and what, or there's really nothing I could do right now, so I might as well work. And I actually felt pretty good. I talked to patients, and I worked. In fact, for me, it was kind of therapy to keep working. And for some people, that's fine. I'm not saying that's for everybody. Somebody in your family dies, of course, take time off. But for me, I worked. Yet, even though I got through it, I was able to manage a funeral, manage the expenses, you know, get everything taken care of, be there for the family, whatever. 6 months later, yeah, there was a good 5-10 minutes of me just, you know, realizing it and then crying about it. Now, again, got back into the swing of things 10 minutes later. But to me, that was evidence that if I don't deal with something, it's going to come out. Now, luckily for me, it came out very short spurts, and I was fine, and I was able to still move on and do what I have to. But I still don't think that's the best way to do things. So what is the best way to do things? So whenever there is something that has happened, all right, always offer a chance for somebody to talk about it. Sometimes they don't want to talk about it. I've seen people force people to talk about it. They go, no, you need to talk about it. You need to talk about it. I really don't want to. I'm kind of numb. That's okay. That's a very natural response. If somebody's numb and doesn't really want to talk about something, don't really force it. Because you're almost putting this pressure on that person where, okay, this is the time you're allotted. So I'm giving you this time now. You use it, you lose it. No. What you're supposed to do is offer, okay, when you are ready to talk about it, if it does come back to haunt you, I'm here. All right, it's okay. The other thing, too, is we should educate people on what anxiety is, what depression is, what PTSD is. Educate. Say, look, you were just in a car accident. It might be common. Doesn't mean it's going to happen to you. But some people might have nightmares. Some people might have a fear of getting back into a car. Now, I had, I think, 4 car accidents in 3 months when I moved to California to go to medical school. My husband got me back into the car same day. He's like, there is no way I'm going to let you, be afraid of driving. And I'm glad he did because I love driving. And in fact, it calmed me down and it was therapy for me. For some people, it might not be. That might have been too quick for some people, but for me, it worked. So you want to give people the option. Also, if you're not a psychologist or a mental health, individual or a person mentally health trained, get them to somebody who is. And they know how to work with them. But I think so many of us have been watching TikToks and watching videos, etc., that we think we are in turn the psychiatrist, the psychologist. Well, take a Percocet. It'll make you feel better. Where did you get that? A temporary euphoria from a narcotic is not treatment for depression or anxiety. But I noticed that when somebody sees something on, let's say, social media, they need to take all this time to deal with it. When do we build up a resilience? And that is something that I think we need to start to focus on with mental health care. Bullied. I got bullied so many times. How I got over it is when I realized how to tune it out, how it's background noise, how to deal with background noise. And so I'm not saying to not deal with your feelings. I'm not saying to not get treatment. I am. But maybe we are over-focusing such that somebody says, wait a second, should I be insulted by that? Should I feel harassed? I think I was just harassed. We need to come up with, I think, more appropriate definitions of things. And we need to also explain to people and try to teach them how to build certain resiliences. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
This is how we do every day.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.